I'm Katie Henriksen. Thanks for joining me. You're listening to Of Note here on your NPR station, KUIF. It's a very special Of Note guest session with percussionist Aaron Ragsdale in the studio picking out music and talking to us about why he picked it out. Turns out this next selection may have something to do with family members connected to researching this composer.
When I was growing up, Percy Grainger in the band world hardly uses any percussion. So when I was growing up, I did not like Percy Grainger very much because every time when I was in junior high or high school band, we handed out a Percy Grainger piece, there was like a suspended cymbal part. And so we would sit a lot and then play. But it turns out that Percy Grainger in his other musics loved percussion and utilized it extensively. And again, I feel we hinted about this, but I feel a familial pull to feature some of Percy's work. My dad's an official Percy Grainger scholar from the Grainger Society. If you delve into some of his other works, then he uses these big percussion choirs. And The Warriors, which is the piece that I picked of his, is his big orchestral work that really does this. So it calls for 9 total percussionists, so timpani plus 8, plus 3 pianos, plus 2 harps, plus a full symphony orchestra. And there's some really unusual instruments, like the bass oboe is in there. So to have that many forces at his disposal we're talking about a piece that was written in 1919, I think, was the first performance of it. So
that would have been way out there then.
It was exceptionally way out there. And he had this partnership with the Deegan Company out of Chicago, which were at the time sort of at the forefront of percussion manufacturing. So there would be all these instruments like the metal marimba phone or the wooden marimba phone that would show up in the Deegan catalog, and immediately Grainger would write for them. So he was really pushing this. And as a genre-bending composer, he was pushing a lot of let's use more popular instruments in the orchestra. You can find some of his writings where he says, no, we need more saxophone in the orchestra because this is what everybody wants to play. We need more guitar in the orchestra because this is what everybody wants to play. I love that aesthetic. And so, again, if you look back at some of the other things on the playlist, the So Percussion Bryce Dessner thing is this, hey, electric guitar is out there and we love it and we should bend genres and accommodate some of those things. So the more you kind of get in and read Grainger's writings and read about him, the more he really foreshadows a lot of the movements that we're talking about right now in trying to keep, you know, what we might call art music or classical music at the forefront and popular with people. We would have done well to listen to him a little bit. We wouldn't be fighting the same kind of battles that we're fighting right now, I don't think.
Music of Percy Grainger. That's a piece called Warriors, Music to an Imaginary Ballet for Orchestra and Two Pianos. We heard Simon Rattle leading the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note here on your NPR station, KUAF. An Of Note guest session. That track was picked out by percussionist Aaron Ragsdale. So glad to have him in the studio picking out music and talking to me about why he picked it out. Let's find out what he has in store for us next. We're going to hear a concerto for marimba and choir with percussion.
Yeah, that's by a composer, Gene Kaczynski. And Gene is a Minnesota Duluth-based composer and somebody that I've worked with a little bit. Matter of fact, I just commissioned a big piece from him that I'm still in the process of rolling out and premiering. I did a movement at a concert here in Fayetteville in the fall of 2017. I did three movements from it in a recital in spring of 2018 that I did in New York City, and I still have one more movement that I got to put out there. But it's about this 20-minute long piece for multiple percussion. But Gene's a percussionist, and I think has a really interesting voice. And one of the first pieces that got me excited about working with him was this concerto for marimba and choir with percussion from 2010. So a relatively new piece. And this recording is Gene and the Minnesota Duluth Choir and his group there. Yeah, this is another one that when Stephen Caldwell said I would like a lot of choral works.
Choral's on there.
Choral works, yeah. And what Gene did was write a standard concerto, but instead of a symphony orchestra behind the percussion section, he chose to use choir. So there's not necessarily a text to it. It's consonants and vowels and very primal in that respect. I think Gene was trying to capture, he says there's this idea that, you know, two of our earliest ways that we have to make music are drumming and singing. And so he really tries to go back and capture some of the primal energy in that. But again, in that respect, sort of makes a nice pair with the Warriors, because that's about warriors singing and dancing and getting together for processions and merrymaking. And I think the concerto for marimba and choir and percussion has some of that same, not a programmatic piece, but some of that same feel to it.
Thank you.
music composed by Gene Kaczynski. That's his concerto for marimba and choir with percussion for marimba soloist, three percussion and choir. We heard from Jian Pengfeng, Brett Jones, and Jeremy Craycraft, percussionists, also the University of Minnesota Duluth Concert Chorale and University Singers under the direction of Tina Thielen Gaffey. We also heard from Gene Kaczynski himself. You've been listening to an Of Note guest session here on your NPR station, KUIF 91.3. I'm Katie Hendrickson. In the studio with me is percussionist Aaron Ragsdale, who picked out all the music in today's episode. Now, we were talking about being on Twitter and asking about what people wanted to hear, and Stephen Caldwell responded. So for listeners, maybe they want to connect with you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's at Aaron Ragsdale, all one collection of letters.
You end up connecting with random people and talking about all these different cool things.
Yeah, I think it's this really great, when people are really engaged, it's this way to be involved with, you know, for me, again, sort of a democratic way to be involved with people that are really high up in the field. I mean, we did, speaking of transcriptions, my percussion ensemble at South Dakota State this spring, we did a transcription of a Rhiannon Giddens piece that she had written originally at the purchaser's option for her latest release that got arranged for Kronos Quartet for their 50 for the Future project.
Yes, Kronos is great on social media.
They're
very connected. Yeah. And yeah, they're always like, and I always get excited because sometimes they'll retweet me and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Right, yeah, and that's what happened with this. We put out, I shot about a 30-second cell phone clip from offstage and tagged them in it to say, here's what we were doing, and tagged Rhiannon Giddens in it. And we were feverishly rechecking our, refreshing our Twitter feeds for about the next 12 hours because they put it out and responded and she responded. And it was this really exciting way to be involved with those people. Roomful of Teeth is good on there. They're nice. And it's just nice to keep up with what those people are doing. Caroline Shaw is good on there. So for my students, like say in Brookings, South Dakota, to all of a sudden be interacting with Rhiannon Giddens and Kronos Quartet and
right.
have
and
them
here,
liking our
or
work.
Like yeah. in being in Northwest Arkansas, it's the same thing. You feel very remote. You're in the flyover country, but you can connect with all these amazing artists that are out there at the forefront.
Right, right.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, picking out some music for Of Note. I've really had a lot of fun talking about all this music with you.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me do it. I hope everybody likes it.
Someone won't. It's okay. It's all good. Special guest Aaron Ragsdale, percussionist, with this Of Note guest session. I'm Katie Hendrickson. You've been listening to Of Note here on your NPR station, KUAF 91.3 FM, broadcasting from Fayetteville.
Local support for 91.3 comes from Arcom Plus, providing digital and offset printing, graphic design and promotional items, and a variety of business services for jobs of all sizes. Located just off College Avenue at 461 East Township in Fayetteville, Arcom has been locally owned and operated for over 25 years. Printing NWA.com or 444-7711 for more.